Governments around the world are desperately employing strategies to halt the spread of the coronavirus. Social distancing, mandatory lockdowns, and digital surveillance. Three places to mention on that one. In Hong Kong, they're monitoring people in quarantine through electronic wristbands and a smartphone app. Russia is tapping into its existing facial recognition system to make sure people are staying home. Israel is using cell phone location data to retrace the movements of people who contracted the virus. But across Europe, surveillance like this is limited by some of the strongest data and privacy protections on Earth. Here's the world's Lydia Emanolidou.
If you live in Greece, where there's currently a nationwide lockdown, before you leave your house, you need to pick up your cell phone.
So every time I want to go somewhere, I have to send a text.
Katerina Skoudi lives in a suburb just outside of Athens. She says right now people are only allowed to go out for 6 reasons, and they have to text their reason to a number set up by the Greek government.
For example, if I want to go to the pharmacy, I have to send a text with the number 1 and my full name and address.
If she wants to go to the grocery store, it's number 2. Bank is number 3. You can also go out to help someone in need or
to work out or to take your pet out for a walk.
So you text your reason and a few seconds later.
Yes, they write you back saying metakinesi,
which means go ahead, move. If you're outside and you get caught without this confirmation, you get fined. There is a second way to get permission to go out, by filling out a paper form with the same information. Recently, Skoudi has been choosing that option because doing it digitally, she says, makes her uncomfortable.
I feel controlled, actually, with the texts, and I don't want them to have a record of me and what I did during this whole time.
Skoudi says she hasn't heard anything from the Greek government about what happens with the data millions of people are texting in. I did reach out to Greek authorities and asked if the data is being stored somewhere, for how long, and who has access to it, but I didn't hear back by airtime. Greece is not the only European country using digital tracking tools to stop the spread of the coronavirus.
We've seen different types of example of tracking coming up as a response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Estelle Massi is with the digital advocacy group Access Now. She's based in Brussels.
We've seen how in some countries they were sharing smartphone data, smartphone location data, in order to try to ensure, for instance, that quarantines or lockdowns were respected. This was the case, for instance, in the Lombardy region of Italy.
In Poland, she says, authorities are asking people in quarantine to take selfies through an app that uses geolocation and facial recognition to prove that they're staying home. Massi says there's definitely a place for technology and data in the fight against the coronavirus, but she worries that these new forms of government surveillance will have a lasting impact on people's privacy.
It's not about not using data, it's using it responsibly.
She says that means authorities should collect only what they need, do it transparently, and get rid of all the data once this crisis is over. A big effort is now underway across Europe to basically do just that. Researchers, developers, and government officials are working to come up with a tool that will notify people who have come in contact with someone who has the coronavirus, while also maintaining their privacy. Chris Vos is one of the people involved. He's the founder of Arago, an artificial intelligence company based in Berlin. He also advises German Chancellor Angela Merkel on digital policy.
The way the outbreak was quelled in China is complete surveillance. Has proven that it works. But if we did that in any Western democracy, we would just throw democracy out the window.
What Vos and his team came up with was the source code. Think of it like the backbone of a digital system that countries can use to build their own tracking tools. The group released that code yesterday, and Germany will be the first to test it out. They're deploying an app that will warn people when they've come into contact with someone who's contracted COVID-19.
Such a solution could be data protection friendly if the data is collected for a clearly defined purpose and both the app and the data will be deleted once the danger is over.
Ulrich Kelba is Germany's data protection commissioner. He says another key to maintaining privacy is keeping the use of the app voluntary, not forcing any Germans to use it. If they do use it, it'll be anonymous. Some people have wondered whether the fact that it's voluntary will make it less effective. Kelba says recent polls show 70 to 80% of Germans would be willing to download such an app.
In the moment you really present people the protection of their data, the IT security, and the effectiveness of the solution, there will be a high willingness amongst the population to contribute to the government's prevention efforts.
He's hoping it'll work and that it'll prove that you don't have to choose between good public health data and good privacy protections, that you can have both. For the world, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.